Joined now by the Glenamalley Community School Captain Mae Flanagan and the player of the match, Eilish Morrissey. Ladies, Mae, we'll start with yourself first. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks a million. No, it was a tough game, and Thurles really did put it up to us. But, you know, I think the preparation we did all year, you know, it kind of paid off in the end, and our teamwork just really, it kind of drove us across the line another bit. And, you know, we're just delighted with the win now. We worked hard all year and delighted. Like, it was our last game today. You know, we've been playing for 5 years and we've been so dedicated, so it was emotional, you know, having our last game, but it was a great way to finish it. You know, playing together and just football is the best thing in our lives. So,
and you say, it certainly looked like that out there. You were under pressure at the start. The presentation got the two goals as well. Yeah. And you really had to dig deep.
We really did, you know, and we had to kind of find it in. It's like, you know, like how much did we want it? And we knew well that Thurles were a very good team. You know, they are very athletic, and we knew well they did put it up to us, you know, a lot, like up to the last minute, like, you know, on the scoreline. We did get a good few goals, but, you know, it didn't really reflect the effort that they put in. You know, they did really do themselves proud, and, you know,
You mentioned the goals there as well, and of course, plenty of great attackers in this team. None any better than Eilish Morrissey. Eilish, you're going to start with the second one first. Did you mean it?
Well, when I saw the goalie off the line, I thought I'd just kick it and see, but thankfully it went in. But we were kind of under pressure in the first half. We weren't really getting the ball in the forwards, but once we kind of got into a swing of it, we like relaxed into it and we were moving the ball well, so that's kind of worked for us. But as Maeve said, it was the preparation we did all year that paid off today, so thankfully it paid off.
You scored 2-3 unanswered to overturn a 4-point deficit to lead at half time. Now, where we were sitting in the press box, we could hear the presentation dressing room and the shouting going on there. Tell the truth now, what shouting was going on in yours?
Well, to be honest now, Mr. Deignan, like, if there's anyone who needs to calm a situation, it's him. Like, he motivates us, but he doesn't be shouting at us or anything like that. So we could hear them shouting in the room beside us, but he was telling us to relax, and we all felt so determined to go out and do it for the managers, from the talk they gave us at half time. So I don't think the shout really would have benefited us, because you know, that's just
because maybe you looked like you'd be in your bonnet. You were against that, and it was a very strong wind out there as well, and you were against it, but you came out with 1-4, Lindsay Noon with the third goal, and pretty much you were in control.
Yeah, to be honest, you know, we knew we had to put it in the second half, especially the first 10 minutes. You know, our management throughout the year, they always tell us, like, the exact same thing happened on the All-Ireland semi-final. You know, the management, they really told us, you know, the first 10 minutes is what will win the game after the second half, you know. And I think we just put the heads down. We really, you know, put our heads to it, because we knew how much we wanted it. So in the end, I think, you know, that's what really happened. And we have to really thank the management for what they've done for us all throughout the 5 years that we've been playing. And they really bring on all the girls the way that they manage us, and they really improve us all as players, you know, by their tactics and everything. You know, they really do help us, and we're really thankful for that, to be honest. Yeah,
there was never any panic on the line as well, but we know ladies football, a big margin can swing very, very quickly, and it wasn't really over, Eilish, until those last two goals. Lindsay again, and then Ashley Moore popping out of nowhere to get a goal.
Yeah, we were so glad to see Ashley running up, because the management always encouraged the players to take on the ball themselves, so it was great to see Ashley running up to score. But again, like, it's the training we've done all year that has kind of like made us so good at attacking. You know, we've always practiced it in training, so that's kind of what paid off today as well.
Well, the training was done, the matches were played. Mae, we're going to leave the final question for yourself. All that's done, so I think you'll be allowed a bit of celebrating tonight, will you?
God, yeah, well, to be honest, we're all a good few of us are in Leamington, and a few of us have our Irish Rolls tomorrow, so we won't be going too hard on it, but sure.
Everyone's invited to Glenamalley.
Yeah, that's where we're going tonight. Well, hopefully now, to be honest, if we're left.
Well, my Irish Rolls aren't great, but I say the performance was Gahanawa. Congratulations, Glenamalley, All-Ireland champions. Well done.
Thank you. Good luck.